talk to me, no matter what you feel. It'll all be alright if you talk to me. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast in the overheating July of 2022. Period. I'm calling it overheating because, frankly, we've had the last 4 days in a row with temperatures over 95 air temp. And 114, 115 degrees feels like. It just feels like crap, honestly. Not a fun feeling, not a great place to be, but, you know, such is the summer in the D.C. area. The other thing is I'm doing a bunch of other interesting things. I've now published a couple of short stories that I've written. They're kind of negative about space, and I did want to point out that I'm a huge NASA fan. I'm a huge supporter of NASA and a member of the Planetary Society for that fact and matter, but they're just, you know, it's fiction. And when you're writing fiction, you know, you look at the potential realities of where you are and the potential realities of what's happening, and you kind of play that out. So I do apologize for the somewhat negative view of the world of NASA. It's not intentional. It's not my belief. It's simply, a work of fiction. The other thing is I have a book in production right now, so I will be releasing more information about that. Probably will be out in paperback in the February time frame, paperback and audio and Kindle book. So looking forward to sharing more information about that. One of the things that I'm thinking about, you know, kind of as we go forward, I've added music to the podcast. I've kind of cleaned it up. I've lengthened the podcast, and I'm beginning to kind of pull things together, you know, from a media perspective of really where my voice is, what I want to do, where do I think things fit. So ultimately, things are moving along. The other thing that, beyond my short stories, I continue to release Hub Pages, and I'm cleaning up Hub Pages right now. One of the things that I really want to focus on with Hub Pages is getting down to better quality articles. I have a few articles that I wrote early in my Hub Pages career that I'm not really proud of. I don't really think they're good articles, and so I'm just going to start taking them off the Hub Pages. What I'm going to do is I will publish them. I'll note that they previously were on Hub Pages, and I'll publish them either in my personal or my technical blog. I haven't decided where yet. The reason being, I really want to focus Hub Pages more on longer but more quality articles than some of the articles I have up there now. So over the next 10 to 12 to 14 weeks, I'll get rid of the articles I'm no longer proud of, republish those on my blog, and kind of try to keep things going, as far as Hub Pages being my deep thinking area. And yes, I do mean Cal Newport's deep thinking. I do focus my articles on, a very small segment of a market area, focused either on being, you know, from a futurist perspective, you know, what is out there, what can you see and hear, how does it work, and ultimately, you know, where do you want to be with the information. But also, I like to, you know, spend time and really dive into some topics a little deeper, just because that's kind of the way my brain works, and that's kind of ultimately the way I kind of look at the world is, you know, what else can I say? How can I do it? What should I consider? What's important? What's critical? You know, what do you need? How does it work? Those are kind of the where I am, what I'm thinking about, what I'm doing right now, kind of views of the world. The last big change is that I've got a bunch of ideas and concepts that I really need to get on paper. So I'm really, you know, focused right now on what is it that I'm gonna be doing in the near term and the long term creatively. I find if I let my creative stuff kind of slide to the side, that I end up kind of with the log jam. If you can imagine inside my head, there's like a river, and in that river, there's a bunch of logs. And if I don't keep the logs moving, i.e. if I don't, you know, build and publish and share creative stuff, then the logs all kind of jam up. And then I have to go hire somebody to go in there with one of those big long poles and, you know, kind of break up the log jam of ideas. Because otherwise, you know, they'll all be there for a long time. So, you know, obviously I'm looking at, you know, what can I do? How can I do it? How can I expand that creativity? But at the same time, you know, kind of still not go crazy. There are times in the past when I've gone crazy, and that really hasn't benefited me, really hasn't done anything, you know, ultimately for what I'm trying to do. So that's kind of where I am with all of those creative endeavors, as it were. And then I'll end today with a meme that I've been thinking about. I'm thinking about doing it. I haven't yet, but I've actually put together the idea, and so I'm going to share it here, and then I'll end the podcast. So the meme basically starts with a frame, a single frame picture of Donald Trump seated at a desk but not talking. Second frame is two people looking at Trump and noticing that there's a light flashing in the screen. One of the people says, you know, why is he not talking? And the second person says, I don't know. And the first person then says, well, why is the light flashing constantly? And the second person says, oh. And at that point, we cut to the second frame, and you can see a cord running from Trump's right arm to a box. And the second person says, well, it's flashing because he's connected to a lie detector. And the first person says, but he's not speaking. And the second person looks at the first person and goes, yeah, but he's connected to a lie detector. Anyway, that's kind of the meme that I've been thinking about publishing for the last couple of weeks. I haven't done it yet. I may yet do it. But for now, it's at least in my podcast, and you've heard about it. My name is Scott Anderson, and I want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast.